You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Live from the Palouse, 2.5 hours up the road from home, your College Place Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the 1B Garpal Vikings. College Place at 1-9 in League 3 and 10 overall, and coming off a tough loss to Wapato this last Friday. In this pregame, we'll take a look at the SCAC standings as well as other games going on in the SCAC both last week and this week. We'll break down that Wapato game, definitely showing some signs of hope, and we're going to be closer to full strength tonight, so we'll talk about that during this pregame as well as the Hawks way up on the road in the Palouse, getting ready to take on the 1B Garpal Vikings up here at Garfield Palouse, and we'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays, a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Live here from the Palouse, the boys warming up, getting ready to take on the Garpal Vikings. The Hawks coming off a 78-52 loss at Wapato this last Friday, and you might normally look at that score and think, well, there it is again, struggling against Wapato, who is, I believe, in third place in the league. But here's the thing about that game. We were shorthanded, and despite that, we were in it even at the end of the third quarter, trailing just by 6, 51-45. Unfortunately, Wapato then went on a 14-0 run in the fourth quarter to win walking away. Avoid that 14-0 run, and if we're playing full-handed, I would say that decidedly was a winnable game for a number of different reasons. We were missing the services of John Perks, and we felt that down low as T. Fiander, Wapato's center, who averages about 4 points a game against us, went off 22 points, as did the Bob brother with 24 points, and A.J. Garza also put up 24 points. Garza scoring his 1,000th point during that game, and it was in that fourth quarter that Garza went off in particular for 12 points, so he got half of his total. Just in the fourth quarter, we were having trouble containing Garza and allowing Fiander to score during the bulk of the game down low. I have a feeling that Perks makes Fiander's life very, very difficult. So if Perks had been available in that game, that might have been a different outcome. We were playing them close for the bulk of the game. Hawks led by 12 points from Ryan Gorton, 10 of those in the first half. A lot of second chance looks from Ryan Gorton and Caden Kirschbaum, leading all Hawks scorers on the court with 23 points. So Kirschbaum keeping up with Garza and Bob. So, I don't know, you play that style of game against a team like Wapato for three quarters. You're able to four quarters together and be at full strength, having John Perks back from that hamstring pull. And in addition, we have added Logan Hafen to the bench. I believe Hafen is a junior. We did not have his services last year. He's rejoined us this season and giving us some additional rotational help. So in some ways, with the exception of still not having Zeke Hartwell, we're as strong as we've been for some time. So might be able to get a tune-up against the 1B Garpal Vikings here, although the Vikings have some height and they have some shooting ability watching them during during warm-ups. So we cannot be taking anything for granted from them. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll have the starting lineups and the SCAC scoreboard. When we return, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Live from Garpal on the Palouse. Hawks going to the bench, getting ready to come out to take on the Garpal Vikings. While we're waiting for that, let's look at the SCAC standings. Zilla continues to be undefeated, 10-0, 14-0, followed by Royal at 7-2, Wapato at 7-3, Connell at 6-4, Kashmir at 5-5. Well, Luke follows at 4-5, Natchez Valley at 4-6, and then we follow at 1-9, and then Kybee. They are winless in league at 0-10. Taking a look briefly at games from last week, Friday. Zilla barely beat Royal in Royal, 88-84, so the Knights giving the Leopards the what for. It played music a little bit too loud there for a second. Connell beat Kashmir, lost to Kashmir, 78-67 in Kashmir, and then Natchez Valley easily beat Kybee, 70-46. On Saturday, non-league games, Royal beat Chelan in Chelan, 74-57. Tulalip Heritage beat Wapato, 88-65. Kashmir beat Brewster, 62-53, and Connell beat Granger, 79-52. Other action this evening, Cleellum is at Kashmir, and that is it, except for league play will resume on Friday. We will talk about that at halftime. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups. First, for the host, Garpal Vikings, they're going to start a 6'5 senior forward, number 11, Liam Cook, a 5'9 sophomore guard, number 12, Cooper Wells, a 6'2 senior post, number 20, Riley Pfaff, a 6'1 junior guard, and number 23, Carson Massengale-Lust, and a 5'11 senior guard, and number 24, Lane Collier. So they have some height for College Place. We're going to start the 6'4 junior number 2, Evan Geese, the 6'2 shooting guard. The junior number 5, Caden Kirschbaum, 5'11 senior guard. The transfer from Walla Walla, number 21, Landon Decime. The 6'1 junior, number 22, Kyler Creeley. And the 6'6 senior post, number 23, Ryan Gorton. Gorton starting in place, John Perks, for the last four games, I think it may be. And John Perks is available, but he is starting the game on the bench. And Coach Kirk Pumphrey, I think, justifiably giving Gorton the start here against the 1B Vikings. Although the Vikings, they've got some height. So the Hawks huddled up in their road grays with that orange trim. The Vikings coming out in home whites. Got some red checkerboard siding there. In black lettering. Before anyone thinks I'm some type of fashionista, I'm just reporting what I'm seeing. As Geese will step in, let's see, he's going to be stepping in against Massengill Lust. So the tallest person is not out there for the Vikings. So there's the whistle, and we're ready to start. And there's the ball, and Geese will tip to Creeley. One touch to Kirschbaum, driving down the right block, lays it up and in, and he got fouled. Hello. We are going to start with a bucket and an and one, as Caden Kirschbaum ended up getting fouled by Aiden Bassler. How is that possible? Oh, I guess I had the starting lineups incorrect, and the and one is good, just like that. 5 seconds in, we're up 3-0. As Collier will feed to Wells. Wells to, that is Bassler, then down low to Massengill West. Now back out to Bassler. Bassler to Wells. Wells to Collier for three off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound's going to be tracked down by Wells, then drives into the key. That shot's no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Kyler Creeley. And we'll try for another as Kirschbaum will bring it up, and he'll have, that is Collier on him. Kirschbaum continuing to work on Collier. Now gives up his dribble feed to Decime with 15 on the shot clock on the left wing. Wanting to drive baseline, going to get cut off. Ball's going to be stripped. Brought down by Massengill Lust. He'll feed to Bassler. I'm sorry I did not announce Bassler as a starter. As Collier got away with the travel to Bassler on the right wing to Wells. Now Bassler, now Wells on the right wing. Now back to Bassler. Going to swing around to Collier. Collier looking for something down low. Drive in, he feeds it down to Pfaff, who then backs down. He has got to kick it back out to Bassler. Launches the three, does Bassler from the left wing, and he hits the Hank Warden Edward Jones three, knotting us at three. And they'll press, but Creeley feeds to Gorton, who then feeds to Kirschbaum. Euro steps into the key and got bumped, no foul. Loses the ball, picked up by Wells, comes up the right wing, drives into the key, and lays it up and in. Wells capping a 5-0 run. It is 5-3, Garpal. Creeley up court to Geese. We got to get cracking. As Geese looking for some help, goes to Decime. Now up court to Kirschbaum. Right corner three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound. Going to be stolen by Decime. Drives down the left block and then gets fouled. As Decime is going to go to the line, having been fouled by Collier. Collier will pick up his first personal, and Landon Decime will go to the line for two. Hawks are 1-for-1, and the Garpal faithful did not like that call. They got a fair number of natives in the bleachers here as Decime puts that first one off the back of the rim, no good. 6:02 to go in the first. Hawks trail 5-3 up here on the Palouse. Decime, two quick dribbles and swirls that one in and out, no good. Long rebound, gets tracked down by Collier. He then feeds to Massengill West. Now back to Collier at the top. Collier looking for some movement. He'll hand off to Wells, who will dribble to the top. Now on the left wing, Collier back to Wells at the top. Swing around to Bessler. Now to Massengill Lust. He ends up going cross-court to Cooper Wells. Wells drives into the key, pulls up from about eight, puts it off the front of the rim, no good. Gets his own rebound. Feed to Collier for a left wing three. And he hits Collier with the Hank Warden Edward Jones three. And Garpal on an 8-0 run. As Gorton has the ball, now goes up court to Decime. He'll now go up to Geese. Geese wanting to back down, and they're going to call a travel. And the Vikings getting pumped. And John Perks to check in and spell Ryan Gorton. Getting his first action in a while. Also checking in now will be Liam Cook, who I announced as a starter was incorrect, and he will spell Bassler, who I announced as starting on the bench. So Cook will inbound to Wells, and Wells will cheat to the right. And he'll feed to Collier from about 12 and hits. Collier now with 5 points. Kirschbaum to Perks to Decime, going against the press, goes into the key, goes up, has the ball slapped away. It'll still be College Place basketball. I notice as Perks checked in, the 6'5 Liam Cook checked in. As Geese takes the inbounds to Perks at the top, now feed cross court to Kirschbaum. Driving into the key, and they're going to call a travel on him. Two possessions, two travels. As Wells will bring it up. Yes. Wells, a bearded sophomore out there. That's Massengale, Lester, Collier on the left wing for three. That's going to be off the side of the rim. Tip rebound picked up by Collier, who then loses the ball out of bounds. Creeley will take it up baseline, and he'll feed to Kirschbaum. Up court to Geese, then up court to Perks, who wants to run all the way. He gets bumped. No call. Going to feed to Kirschbaum, deep on the right wing with Wells coming out on him. Now, if he'll wanted to go down low to Perks, it's going to be tipped by Cook. Wanted to kick across to Creeley, just having Geese, and throws the ball to the invisible man. Well, in fairness, I think Creeley could have had that as a frustrated Kirk Pumphrey sits down. As Collier will inbound to Wells. 4:16 to go in the first. Garpel on a 10-0 run. They're up 10-3. Wells on the left wing to Collier. Collier back to Wells at the top. Swing around to... That was Wells, I beg your pardon, who then drives down the line and banks it home. We're going to have a timeout. 3:59 to go in the first. Utrell 12-3. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Give the gift that keeps on giving. Quality vehicle service and repair at Walla Walla Transmission. We service all makes and models with ASC certified technicians who have decades of experience. We can repair it all, from your large diesel 4x4s to your high-performance sports cars and everything in between. Walla Walla Transmission provides complete auto repair and service. Call today to learn more. 525-8710. That's 525-8710. Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
I see Garpal is on top of their league as we end up stealing the inbounds. Wells has it in the corner now to Collier on the right wing. And Wells almost had it stolen. It'll kick out to, it's 23 for a long three. That is no good. Collier tips the rebound to Cook, who then turns around and hands down to Massengale. Last, is that correct? Yep, who's able to bank it home from about 8 feet, making it 14-0. As Geese now, with a two-on-one break, is going to drive in, puts it off the side of the rim, no good. Tip rebound's going to go out of bounds. Off of the Vikings. 3:25 to go in the first. Hawks led 3-0. Vikings since on a 14-0 run. We got victimized by a 14-0 run at the end of the fourth up in Wapato. And now we're having the refs consult about whether it's actually our basketball or not. And they say it is. So Geese will take it out baseline. I want to do an alley-oop to Perks and could not quite make it work. As Perks couldn't quite handle it, and Collier picks up the loose ball. He then comes up, goes down low to... That's going to be stripped by Creeley. He's got the ball down low to Riley Pfaff. Creeley stripped it out of his hands, but then lost it out of bounds. So Wells will take it out baseline. Wells, managed to get Massengale Lust to Collier on the right wing. Collier now will dribble to the top. Now to right wing Wells, Collier, left wing Massengale Lust, Wells swinging it back around corner, Collier for three. Off the side of the rim, no good, as Cook comes down with the rebound, feeds Collier, blocked by Perks, brought down by Massengale Lust. That gets blocked by Geese. Then Collier steals it from Landon Decime. Now Collier has it on the left wing. Now at the top two, that's Massengale Lust to Wells. Wells dribbling in, pulling up from about 12, puts it off the rim, no good. Creeley gets the rebound, has it stolen by Collier. Cook will come down with the rebound. He goes up, gets fouled. We get a lot of second chance looks for the Vikings. Haven't been fouled by Kyler Creeley. It's Ryan Gorton to check back in, and Liam Cook will go to the line for two. Take it back. Hawks are one for three. This is the first one for the Vikings as Cook sinks the first. As Gorton and Logan Hafen will check in for Creeley and Evan Geese. Hafen getting his first action of the season. So Cook, two dribbles, sinks that one too. 16-3, Garpal. They're on a 16-0 run. Kirschbaum up court to Perks. Now in the back court to Decime. Cross court to Perks. Skies up to get it. Massengale West on him. Kick out to Decime for a right wing three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Collier will come down with a long rebound. He'll come up the left wing. Collier shaking and baking, drives into the key. Cross out to Massengale West. Hand off to Cook. Stolen by Decime. Goes behind his back. Coming up. One touch pass to Hafen. Laz Lane is too strong. As Massengale West come down with the rebound. Now go up court to... Sorry, that's Massengale West. It was Pfaff that came up with the rebound to Collier at the top with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three, his second of the game. And it's a 19-0 run. We trail 19-3 as Perks has the ball, goes up court to Gorton. Then feed to driving Perks, who gets the ball tipped out of bounds by Cook. And we're going to have another timeout with 1:42 to go in the quarter. Lake Hawks trail, rather, 19-3, back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from the Palouse on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
1:42 to go in the first quarter. Hawks jumped out to a 3-0 lead 5 seconds in. Since then, we've been blanked 19-0 by Garpal. We trail 19-3. Decime with a ball on the inbounds on the right wing. Dribbling to the top. Now feed to Kirschbaum. Backing down on Collier. Still wanting him to turn in. Then Wells is over providing help. Not allowing him to drive in. Shaking and baking. Wants to drive in. Now he's got a feed to Hafen. Hafen had the three. Instead, and we commit a shot clock violation. Just let the shot clock turn over. As Collier will inbound to Wells. As we get a young fan walk across the court. His parents need to talk to him. As Collier on the left now to Wells on the right wing. Back to Collier, almost out of the center circle. Collier. Trying to direct traffic, now driving in, goes up against Gorton, and bank shot's a little too strong as Hafen and Perks fight for the rebound. The Hafen will pick it up, now feed to Decime, and his pass to Kirschbaum is stolen by Collier, who will drive down the right wing and lay it up and in. Collier now with 10 points as Kirschbaum is going to bring it up himself. He'll then turn around from the left and get blocked out of bounds by Cook. Then they called a technical foul. Oh, so Cook blocks Caden Kirschbaum Then apparently he mouthed off, and he got called for a technical. And the ref wasn't having it. So Caden Kirschbaum will go to the line for two. He's one for one so far. And we've been outscored here 21-0 in the last better part of seven minutes. As Kirschbaum puts that one off the back of the rim, no good. And head coach for Garpal just going over the ref saying, what did he say? And he nods when he hears it, and he goes, yep. And if I were head coach Jake Wells, my son, no, that's not my son, that's Liam Cook, is going to be running till he pukes. As Geese will take it off our sideline as we get the ball back. We trail 21-4 with 40 seconds to go in the first. Gorton has the ball deep on the wing. Feed down to Perks in the key. Lost the handle on his dribble. Picked up by Collier. Kirschbaum in pursuit, and Kirschbaum prevents the easy lay-in, but drew the foul. And let's see. That'll be Kirschbaum's first personal, and Collier now will go to the line with 10 points already. And the Vikings are 2 for 2. And make that 3 for 3. Collier, 11 points in the first quarter. 28 seconds to go. We trail 22-4. And if we were hoping for a breather, the Vikings are not giving it to us as... That shot is no good. Cook tips the rebound, but it's going to be hauled down by Perks. As Kirschbaum bring it up with no shot clock, under 20 seconds to go. Creeley with the ball on the right wing, feeds to Perks. And he had tipped the pass and ends up stepping on the sideline. Frustrating. We keep turning the ball over as Collier will bring it up. And Collier now dribbling to the top. Now he'll pull back. Now to Cooks at the top. Wanted to do a give and go as Cooks then started his drive, and they're going to call a foul on Caden Kirschbaum. That'll be his second personal. And so with 4 seconds to go, Wells will take it out baseline for the Vikings. 4.6 seconds. To Pfaff. Then to Cook, who gets the shot off. Swirls in and out, no good as the first quarter comes to an end. And we were up 3-0, and then they went on a 19-0 run. We trail after one quarter of play, 22-4 to Garpal here on the Palouse. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Owning an animal can be a rewarding investment for your family, whether it's riding a horse, petting your cat, or just seeing that welcome wag of a tail at the end of the day. Animals enrich our lives. Responsible owners enrich animals' lives, too. Timely vaccinations, proper health care, sound nutrition, controlling pet overpopulation, and a safe environment are just a few of the things we can do for our pets. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So Collier, after the... quarter timeout, drives into the key, puts up a 10-foot shot, no good, and Ryan Gorton will pull down the rebound. So Kirschbaum with Collier coming out on him, feeds top of the key to Creeley, wants to do a give and go, instead feed to Geese on the right wing with Wells coming out on him. Now to Landon Decime, wants to drive baseline, wants to put a spin move on, ball ends up getting stripped by Massingale Lust, and then he loses it out of bounds. Heads up play by a mother out there catching a loose ball. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Inbound to Geese. Geese on the right wing. Oh, you gotta call a charge. Yeah, he elbowed Wells, and Geese will pick up his first personal. And so Wells will bring it up on the left wing to Collier. Call your cross court to Wells on the right wing. Immediately gets tied up. Then to, that's Bassler who's checked back in. Then to Massengale. Drives Wells to Collier in the corner for three. Swirls in and out. No good. Tip rebound. Going to be brought down by Creeley. Who will feed to Geese, then to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum with Collier quickly coming out on him. Shaking and baking. Still dribbling. Now dribbling into the key. Euro steps into the key, then gets tied up for a jump ball. Man, Collier's a pest, offensively and defensively, as John Perks is going to check in, which means Liam Cook is probably going to be checking in here shortly. So Kirschbaum will take it up baseline with 11 seconds on the shot clock to Perks in the right corner, to Geese at the top. Now back to Kirschbaum in the right corner. He'll pull up for three off the back of the rim. No good. Bassler come down with the rebound. To Collier on the left wing. To Wells. To Collier on the left wing. To Wells at the top. To Bassler on the right. Bassler now to Pfaff. Now to Wells. Now to Collier at the top. To Pfaff on the right wing. Pfaff to, don't remember who, to Collier. Drives into the key. To Wells at the top for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Going to be brought down by Kirschbaum with Collier in pursuit. And now they're going to call a blocking foul on Bassler as Kirschbaum drove left block. Debatable. Looked to me like Bassler was set, but I'll take it as Caden Kirschbaum is going to go to the line. He is 2 for 3 so far tonight. 22 for Garpal. 6:04 to go in the first half. Hits the first. As Judah Breithop will spell Landon Decime. Kirschbaum, his second, rattles that one home. He's 4 for 5. As Wells will take it up. And have been fed by Pfaff on the left wing to Collier. Nope, to Bassler, who just flat out lost it out of bounds. 5:57 to go. Hawks trail 22-6 first half. So Kirschbaum will bring it up and now going to drive left. Hand off to Geese. Spins into the key. Lost the handle on his dribble. Going to be picked up by Wells. Tries to go up court and Kirschbaum's going to knock it out of bounds. Boy, had Collier on the break and a heads up play by Kirschbaum to knock the ball out of bounds. So that would have been an easy two. As Bassler will inbound to Wells. Hand off to Collier on the right wing. Collier now on the left of Bassler. In the corner to, I don't know who that was, end up launching an air ball. And then the rebound's going to be lost out of bounds by Collier. I think that was other. So Logan Hafen will check in for Kyler Creeley. And here comes Cook. They'll spell Bassler. So Hafen will inbound to Geese. Geese up court to Hafen. Back to Geese. Ball got tipped, but Evan's still able to pick it up. Still maintaining his dribble with Collier all over him. And then they're going to call a reaching foul on Massengale Lust, I believe. Yep. Nope, they're saying that foul's on Collier. So that'll be his second person. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. To Breithop on the right wing. He'll then hand off to Geese. Geese to Perks, top of the key. Drives down against Cook. Finally puts up a nice move. Has a hang on the rim. No good. Got a good move into the bucket as Cook comes down with the rebound. To Massengale Lust to Wells. Drives into the key. And then I don't know who he wanted to hand the ball to, but he ended up tossing it out of bounds. I think he wanted to get it to Pfaff, but Pfaff wasn't looking for it, and so it just dribbles out of bounds. So Hafen will inbound to Kirschbaum, goes up court to Geese. Geese with Collier on him. Geese is going to come past him, then drive into the key. Euro steps in. Should be called for a travel. Yeah, I mean, he was. He goes, that wasn't a travel, and Kurt Pumphrey goes, yes, it was. We're going to have a timeout on the floor. 4:45 to go in the half. Hawks trail 22-6 here at Garpal. You're listening to Hawk Basketball here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
4:40 to go in the game. Collier has the ball on the left wing for the Vikings. To Pfaff, to Wells on the right wing. To Collier, top of the key, driving in. Got a kick back out to Pfaff for a left wing three. Pfaff with his first bucket of the game is a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. And they're going to press up court to Kirschbaum. He'll then feed to Hafen in the corner. Hafen driving baseline, instead feeds back to Geese. Geese cross court to Breithaupt. He's free for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound, chased down by Hafen. He's got to hustle out of bounds to get it and can't quite save it. Landon Decime to check in. And he'll spell Evan Geese. Okay, so Collier will inbound to Wells. Coming up on 4 minutes to go here in the first half. Massengill Lust gives down low to Cook, who then gets tied up by Breithaupt and Perks. And we got three in the key. Calling Cook for camping, I guess. Kirschbaum coming up the right wing. Cross court to Decime. We get across the timeline. Up court to Breithaupt. In the corner, Judah, now to decimate the top. He'll pull up for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Collier loses the ball, almost picked up by Hafen. Instead, it's going to be Massengill Lust who will feed back to Collier. Collier on the left wing with Hafen coming out on him. Now dribbling to the top. Now to Wells at the top. Now Collier on the left wing. Wells at the top. Wells to Collier on the left wing. Now to Massengill Lust down baseline. Now back to Wells. One touchdown to Cook. His lay-in goes in and out, no good. He gets his own rebound. Can't put that away. Again, gets his own rebound, loses it out of bounds. William Cook, senior, 6'5", but not the greatest hands, it seems. Kirschbaum to Perks, way up court to Decime, who then is going to come driving in and down the left block, lays it up and in. Landon Decime saw the lane and took it. 25-8, Garpal, however, is Collier. This is ball deep on the left wing with Hafen coming out on him to Cook in the key. Gets tied up by Breithaupt. Looks to me like Breithaupt blocked it, but they're going to call a foul on him. They're calling a foul on John Perks. How was he quote? All right, whatever. Perks will pick up his first personal, and Cook will go to the line for two. He is two for two. And now the refs might. Okay. Yeah, they're still saying fouls on Perks. Still, even Kurt Pumphrey's going, how was that on Big Red? That makes no sense. As Cook puts that first one off the back of the rim, then off the backboard, no good, as Ryan Gorton will check in for Judah Breithaupt. So Cook, now 2 for 3, gets a second, hits that. 3 points for Liam Cook. Kirschbaum up court to Gorton. Up court to Perks. Gorton led him too far. That was a bad pass. You can see Gorton talking to Perks on the way back saying, that was my bad. As Collier to Wells to Collier. Swing around to Massengill Lust on the right wing. Poked at by Decime to Wells. Swing around to the top Massengill. Massengill to Wells on the right wing. Wells down low to Pfaff. One touch to Cook, who's able to lay it in on the left block. Cook with his first bucket of the game, making it 28-8. Garpal up court to Decime. Nope, stolen by Pfaff, who can't quite handle it. To Massengill to Collier. Lay-in sails in and out, no good. And Perks will come down with the rebound. Feed to Kirschbaum, working on Collier. Collier now trapped. Down low to Perks. Can't handle the pass. Cook's going to pick up the loose ball. Up court to Wells. Further up court to Collier. Pulls up in the left corner to Wells. Lost the ball. Gathers it back in. Dribbles into the key. Pulls up from 12. Hits. Wells, his third bucket of the game. 28-8. Up court to Decime, who then drives in and banks it home from about 8 feet. Decime has been our source of offense here now in the second quarter. But it's 28-10 Garpal as Collier will walk it around to Wells to Collier. Collier now to Massengale. Massengale to Wells on the right wing in the corner to Collier. Free for three off the side of the rim, no good. Ends up getting his own long rebound. That bank shot is no good. Again, he chases down his own rebound in the key. Now he'll dribble it out. Collier. Now dribbling to the right, going to be picked up by Denner. They're going to call a blocking foul on Decime. And that will be Landon Decime's first personal. Evan Geese and Kyler Creeley checking in for John Perks and Logan Hafen. So Wells will take it out far sideline with 104 to go in half, and the Hawks trailing 30-10. To Massengale, back to Wells. Wells to Collier, drives baseline. Oh, then hands it off to Pfaff on the center block, who lays it up and in. Kirschbaum up court to Decime. Coming down the left wing, driving against Pfaff. They're going to call a charge. No, yep, they're going to call a charge. I thought so. I thought Pfaff would set, and Landon Decime will pick up his second personal. So Collier will inbound to Wells, and the bearded sophomore will bring it up with 43 seconds to go in the half. To Collier. Collier, cross to, who the heck is that? That's Bassers check back in. He'll pull up for an air ball three, and Creeley will pull down the rebound. He'll feed to Geese. And Geese coming up. Now the hand up to Kirschbaum. He'll pull up for three on the right wing, off the front of the rim. No good. Pfaff will come down with a rebound. 14 seconds to go in the half. To Wells. Wells, fastball to Massengale. Can't handle it. Right under the bucket, and the Vikings turn the ball over. So Creeley will feed to Decime. Cross court to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum with 4 seconds to go, driving up. Now he'll pull up for three. He got fouled, and he hits it at the buzzer. Jaden Kirschbaum with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three to end the first half, but it is all Garpal after one half of play. The Vikings 32, Hawks 13. We'll be back with first half totals when we return from the Palouse. You're listening to College Place Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS 294.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS 2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Live up here in the Palouse at halftime, and the Hawks trailing Garpal. They are a 1B team, but they are first in their league. They're in an 18 league. And they lead the Hawks 32-13 at halftime. Here are your unofficial scoring statistics for the host. Garfield Palouse Vikings, Carson Massengill-West with 2 points. Aiden Bassler with 3 points. We've got Liam Cook and Riley Pfaff each with 5 points. Cooper Wells with 6 points. And Lane Collier leading all scorers on the court with 11 points. For the Hawks, well, just two contributors. Landon Decime with 4 points. Caden Kirschbaum, 9 points. Can't seem to get a whole lot going on offense, and part of this does, to some extent, have to do with turnovers, but the other part in particular, the first quarter, you get outscored 22-4. Outscored 10-9 in the second. That was much more competitive. And first half, we just, everybody was scoring for Garpal, but most notably their point guard, Lane Collier, their 5'11 senior guard. 11 points all in the first quarter. He was driving off the dribble. He had 2 threes. He even went 1 for 2 from the line. And again, all in the first quarter. Now, we managed to silence him in the second. And we go from being outscored 22-4 to 10-9. So clearly one of the things we've got to do is we've got to keep Collier out of the bucket. And then we have to find some way to, once again, potentially uncork our offense. John Perks in particular has been notably silent. We've gotten the ball down low to him a couple times. He's only really gotten one good shot off, and that just is one of those where it's just it just could have dropped but decided not to. Three other occasions had the ball down low and hasn't been able to hang on to it. So if he can find his hands, might potentially make a difference down low, despite the presence of the 6'5 Cook. If John Perks can handle the ball down low, might be able to score on him, because Cook isn't exactly tremendously great shakes down low on offense. So if they can pull that off, then we might yet play our way back into this game, which is a tune-up in the midst of 3 road trip games. We were on the road to Wapato on Friday, had Saturday off, got a 2.5-hour road trip here, and then if I'm doing my math right, it's going to be like a 4.5-hour trip to Kashmir on Friday. That will be our next opponent as we resume league play, as everyone is taking a little bit of a break from league play right now. And after we take this break, we'll get into the SCAC standings and scoreboard, and we'll talk about those games when we return here from the Palouse, as the Hawks trailing the Vikings 32-13 up here at Garpal. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at the Palouse. Halftime and the Hawks trail Garpal 32-13. Let's take a look at the SCAC standings. Zilla continues to hunker atop undefeated at 10-0, 14-0, but that almost changed this last week. We'll get into that once we get into the scoreboard. Followed by Royal at 7-2, then Wapato 7-3, Connell at 6-4, Cashmere, our next opponent, up at their place on Friday. They're at 5-5. Well, Luke at 4-5, Natchez Valley at 4-6, and then we follow at 1-9, and Kybee still winless at 0-10. In looking at those scores from last week, so on Friday, while we were playing Wapato close for three quarters, Zilla was at Royal, and the Leopards eked out a four-point win over the Knights, 88-84. So very nearly Royal pulled off, in theory, would have been the upset, but they would have then been tied for first. Knights almost pulled that off. And then Cashmere beat Connell up in Cashmere, 78-67, and Natchez Valley easily beat Kybee at home, 70-46. On Saturday, we had a bunch of non-league games going on. Royal traveled to Chelan and beat Chelan, 74-57. Wapato got beat by 1B Tulalip Heritage, 88-65. Tulalip probably shooting lights out, as they've been known to do over the years. Cashmere beat Brewster, 62-53. And Connell beat old opponent Granger in Granger, 79-52. Let's go ahead and see what's going on this week. Tonight, Cleellum's at Cashmere. Again, non-league action going on. And then Friday, league play resumes with Royal going to Connell. Zilla will host Waluke. Kybee will host Wapato. And we will be out at Cashmere. Saturday, we will have the day off. Kybee will be at Cashmere. Zilla will host Connell. Waluke will be at Natchez Valley. And Royal will be hosting Wapato. As now the clock is set, and we're ready to start second half with, I believe, the Vikings getting the ball. Yes. It'll be called. You're getting it out for Garpal. And he'll give in the backcourt to Wells. And the bearded sophomore will bring it up with Kirschbaum on him. Cheating to the left, now to the right. Now going to feed to, that is Massengale. Wanted to go down low to Collier. Instead feeds to Pfaff at the top. Now going to load to Wells, who can't handle the pass. Terrible call. It was off on Wells. I could see it from here. Absolutely wretched, stinking, wrong call. But Wells will take it out baseline with 18 on the shot clock. He'll feed to Pfaff in the left corner with Perks out on him. Now to Collier on the left wing. Collier to Wells. Wells to, that was Bassler. Then to Massengale, down to a driving Collier, whose lane is too strong. And Perks is there for the rebound. So Kirschbaum will bring it up. Shaking and baking with Collier on him. Still maintaining his dribble. Going to hand off to Decime. Swinging around. Down low to Perks. He's going to have to kick it back out. He'll feed back to Kirschbaum. Fakes the three. 12 on the shot clock. Feeds to Perth. Goes in. And they're going to call a foul on the floor, I believe, on Massengale. No, they're going to call that foul on Pfaff. That'll be his first personal. So Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. Kirschbaum. Oh, down low to Geese, who got behind everybody but goes up and can't make the bucket. Sure looked to the world to me like he got fouled. And then as Wells comes up, they're going to say he got fouled by Kirschbaum coming up, or he just loses out of, sorry, lost it out of bounds on Kirschbaum, I see. So Collier will take it outside line. Now to Wells. Hand back to Collier. Collier working on Creeley. Going to feed to Wells on the left wing. Now to Bassler. Now Massengale handing off to Collier. Dribbling to the top with Perks coming out on him. They're called pushing foul on John Perks. Give me a break. You talk about a ticky-tack foul. That is the Redhead's second personal. As Wells will take it out far sideline. Wells to Pfaff, who then wanted to feed Collier, and miscommunication. Pfaff throws it away. Be Hawk basketball. 32-13 Garpal, 6:52 to go in third. As Kirschbaum will walk it up. And Neil now dribbling against Collier. Now step back. Now dribbling in. Drives into the key. Going to feed to Decime on the left wing. Feed across to Creeley in the key. Goes up against two. His right-handed scoop shot is no good, but he earned his way to the line. Did Kyler Creeley, having been fouled. I'm going to presume that is by Massengale. So Creeley to the line for the first time tonight. He hasn't had any points. Does the junior, and swirls in and out, hangs on the rim, and then drops no good. Kyler, two quick machine gun dribbles, and swirls that one in and out, no good, as Massengale will come down with the rebound. He'll feed Wells. Up court to Collier. One touchdown to Pfaff, who got behind everybody and lays it up and in. Cherry picking was Riley Pfaff. 34-13. As Kirschbaum with Collier coming way out on him. Now going to be picked up by Decime, and he's going to drive into the key. Left-handed lane is no good. They're going to call a charge. We're going to see how Massengale was set. Okay, whatever. Third foul on Caden Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum can't believe it, and frankly, neither can I. As Collier. He's into Pfaff. He's back to Collier. Now he wants to run in. And then one touchdown to Massengale, who then feeds Collier. Goes up. His shot is no good. But they're going to say he earned a trip to the line. Having been fouled by Kyler Creeley. So Collier, who is 1-for-2 from the line. And 11 points so far this evening. Will shoot two. And he swirls the first one in and out. No good. Second chance. Manages to rattle that one home. Collier now 12 points, and it's 35-13 Garpal. As Decime will walk it up. Coming to the right. Now to Creeley. Had Kirschbaum. Oh, Perks got behind everybody and is able. Oh, Lane's going to be a bit too strong, but he got fouled, I believe. Nope. They're going to say he got fouled by Bassler. That'll be his third personal. So John Perks will go to the line for two. Hawks are 4-for-8 thus far. And Perks, that right-hand hit. Three right-hand dribbles. Spin dribble. Fire. Still working for him. Much more often than it doesn't. As Liam Cook then will spell Bassler. As they don't like that matchup between Bassler and John Perks. Goes through his routine. And hits that one. 2-for-2 is John Perks, but it's 35-15. Garpal as Wells goes up court to Pfaff. Now back to Wells. Ooh, Wells got away with the travel. To Cook, deep on the right wing, now to Wells. Swing around to Massengale to a driving Cook, who can't, I mean, he had the easiest lane you've ever seen. And he couldn't make it as Perks comes down with a rebound as Decime will pull up on the right wing for three. And hit! Landon Decime with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. And we're showing signs of life. We're still doubled up at 35-17. Wells on the left wing to Pfaff. Pfaff, no, just Pfaff gave the ball straight to Caden Kirschbaum. He wanted Collier, but it was just a straight up bad pass as Kirschbaum feed to Creeley, driving into the key, goes up, gets blocked out of bounds by Cook. Jude Breithop to check in, and he'll spell Kyler Creeley. Greeley irritated. They didn't call a foul on that. 19 on the shot clock. Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. Kirschbaum to Perks in the right corner. Swing around to Geese. Now hand off to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum, he'll pull up for an NBA three off the front of the rim. No good. Cook's in position for the rebound to Collier. Loping up the right wing. Going to be cut off by Decime. Now goes up against Geese and manages to lay it in on the right block. Collier, drive and bucket. 37-18. Decime to Geese. Geese, okay, kick back out to Decime for a corner three. Swirls it home, just landing Decime. He now has 10 points with his second Hank Warden Andrew Jones three. As Collier coming up the left wing. Now drives baseline, goes, nope, and pass is going to be tipped. Brought by Massengill, is going to drive to Cook, go down the left lane. Shot goes in and out, no good. Perks will come down with the rebound again. Going to feed to Geese, loping up the left wing. To Decime on the right wing. Down low to Perks, tipped by Cook, feed to Breithaupt, turns in from 12. Shot is no good, but he earned his way to the line. I think he got fouled by Pfaff. No, take that back. That foul's on Massengale. That'll be his second personal. So Judah Breithaupt to the line for two. Hawks, 2 for 4 in the half. Off the back of the rim and the front of the rim. Drops no good. Logan Hafen to check in and spell Evan Geese. So he'll give the ball back to Judah. Hawks trailing by 16, 37-21. They're, like I said, showing some signs of life. Breithaupt's shot is off the back of the rim, no good. And Massengill comes down with a contested rebound. He'll feed Collier, who then hands off to Wells. Wells to Pfaff at the top of the key. Now hand off to Massengill, dribbling to the top with Perks coming out on him. Now to Collier, right corner three. Man hits. Man. Collier with his third. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, bomb of the game. 40-21. We're showing signs of life, but then Collier woke up again. Perks has the ball down low. Backing down off Cook. Puts it off the front of the rim. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes in. Can't put that away. Again, muscles away the rebound. He wants to make this work, and they're calling him for a travel. Nope. Foul on the floor. I beg your pardon. John Perks. Making his presence known. Going to be fouled by Pfaff. Just got to sink the buckets. As Kirschbaum will take it out baseline. Or no, we're shooting. Oh, yeah, 15 foul. So John Perks, who's 2 for 2 from the line, will head up there for two more. Right hip, three right-handed dribbles, a spin, a drop, pick up, look, shoot. Off the front of the rim, no good. He's got his set routine, but I'll tell you what, he makes them far more than he doesn't. As Evan Geese will check in and spell Landon Decime. Perks changes the routine a little bit and hit it. 3 for 4 is the redhead. But it's 40-22 Garpal, and the Hawks putting some pressure in the backcourt, but Collier will come up. Now he's going to drive Lanny. It's cut off by Perks. Goes back out to the corner to Wells now at the top. Wells to, that's Cook at the top of the key. Now to Pfaff at the top of the circle. Pfaff, Perks coming out on him to Wells. He'll end up driving down the right lane. Shot goes in and out. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Going to be brought down by Massengill. Feeds Collier. Drives baseline. He's got to come back out and around. Now he's dribbling on the right wing against Judah Breithaupt to Wells at the top. Wells on the left wing, Massengill. Massengill to Cook at the top of the key. Backs down against Evan Geese. Shot is no good. And Geese will come down with a rebound. He'll feed to Breithaupt. Not Breithaupt. To Kirschbaum. Driving in against Collier. Kick in the corner to Geese. Geese dribbling to the top against Wells. Goes up. Ball might have been partially blocked. And Perks irritated because he was open. Collier's going to come driving down the right wing, and just outruns everybody and lays it up and in. He has 9 points in the third quarter. He had 11 in the first. And we're going to have a timeout with 2:04 to go in that third quarter on the Hawks trail, 42-22. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahigh Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117. You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC 2, Walla Walla.
2:04 to go in the third. Hawks trail 42-22. That'd been showing some life, but then Collier with 5 points and buckets, and we trail again by 20. As Decime working on Collier, feeds to Geese in the right corner, goes into the key, feeds to Breithaupt at from about 10 feet. Shot is no good. Matt off the front of the rim. Massingale come down with the rebound. Feed Collier down the left wing, and his pass straight up stolen by Evan Geese, who's going to come down and nope. Lane is no good, but Collier fouled him coming down. Collier will pick up his third personal. Evan Geese, Collier wanted to go down court with that pass, and Geese just reached up with both hands and stole it midair. As Bassler getting ready to check in for Garpal. Geese's first free throw swirls in and out, no good. So Bassler will spell Collier. I think might be getting his first breather of the game. So subs taken care of. They're going to give the ball back to Evan, and he puts that off the back of the rim. No good. And Cook will sky for the rebound. He'll then feed to Wells, and the bearded sophomore will bring it up. Back to Cook. Deep on the right wing. Now to Wells. Swing around to Massing. He'll then do a driving Cook. It goes up against Breithaupt on the left block and lays it up and in. Cook with his second bucket of the game. We're doubled up again at 44-22 is Kirschbaum. We got a charge away from the ball. So I'm still waiting for the signal. Okay. That foul is... Okay, that foul is going to be on Judah Breithaupt. That'll be his first personal. So Kylie Creeley to check in as Wells gives to top of the key to Cook. Now to Bassler, now to Wells on the right wing. Wells to Massingale, to Bassler on the left wing with Decime coming out on him. To Massingale, to Cook in the right wing. Backs down against Breithaupt. Manages to get shot off, ends up being no good as Wells ends up going out of bounds for the rebound and ends up knocking it off of Geese's leg. Creeley will spell Logan Hafen. Well, I didn't even realize it was in. So Wells will take it out baseline. How's that 28 on the shot clock? Wanted to feed Cook, and Cook wasn't looking for it. Throw the ball away. So Decimale inbound to Kirschbaum. Under 60 seconds to go here in the third. And Hawks trail 44-22. Breithaupt with the ball deep on the right wing. He'll feed to Decimale almost the center circle. Now left wing Creeley. Now corner. Kirschbaum pulls up for three off the back of the rim. No good. Breithaupt, however, will come down with a rebound. He'll feed back to Geese. Geese at the top drives into the key, feeds to Kirschbaum. He'll pull up for three again, and he hit that one. Caden Kirschbaum given a second chance. Hits the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three with under 20 seconds to go now in the third, making it 44-25 as Wells. With 12 seconds, working on Kirschbaum, driving left, now sliced, manages to get down to Pfaff, who manages to lay it in on the left block. And 2 seconds to go. Decime is going to pull it for a long three, almost banked it home. And the third quarter comes to an end with Garpal still in command. They lead College Place 46-25. We'll be back with the fourth quarter. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time.
Doyle's Experience Pump and Motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Whether you know of us through positive online reviews or recommendations from friends, our team at American Air Heating and Cooling is eager to make you our next satisfied customer. We're pleased to offer planned maintenance, field repairs, and air quality improvements. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com and follow us on social media. Call American Air Heating and Cooling today at 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Hawks trail 46-25 to start the fourth quarter. Creeley has it at the top, then feeds to Geese. Geese now dribbling to the top. He'll hand off to Caden Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum fakes the three. He'll hand off to Breithop, dribbling into the top of the key. Feed off to Decime in the left corner for three. That's going to be long. However, Evan Geese is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is knocked out of bounds by Pfaff, but they're going to say Pfaff got a piece of Evan Geese as well. So Pfaff will pick up his third personal, and Evan Geese will go to the line for two. He is 0 for 2 so far tonight. Hawks haven't exactly covered themselves in glory from the free throw line, but Evan made that one. He got it to 20. 46 to 26. Two quick dribbles, and Evan's second free throw swirls in and out. We got a lane violation. Lane violation on College Play, so the missed shot doesn't really matter. As Collier will inbound to Wells. Bearded sophomore will bring it up. Shadow by Caden Kirschbaum to Cook at the top, all to a driving Collier. Got cut off by Geese. Now going to feed to Pfaff for three off the back of the rim. No good. Wells will come down with the rebound, put it up from 12. And manage after about five bounces to rattle it home. Wells, his fourth bucket of the game. Kirschbaum up to Geese on the left wing. To Breithop at the top of the key. Got fouled, no call. Collier will pick up the loose ball. Come down behind the back pass to Massengale. That shot is no good, but then Collier is there for the offensive rebound and put back. As Geese has the ball on the left wing, guarded by Wells. Geese to Creeley to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum working on Collier, goes behind his back, gets defenders to double clutch, puts a finger roll down in the middle of the key, ends up being no good, almost comes up with a loose ball then after the rebound. As Cook comes up the court, and they're going to call Kylie Creeley for reaching. That will be his third personal. Don't know what Cook was doing bringing the ball up. He's more of a post than a guard. As Wells will take it out far sideline. He'll feed to Cook, and then down to Collier, who was breaking down the baseline and lays it up in the end. 52-26, we are doubled up again. Is Geese to Decime on the right wing to Kirschbaum, left alone in the corner for three off the front of the rim, no good. Collier will come down with a rebound up court, then to Massengale. Massengale kind of lost the handle on his dribble. He's got to pull back up to Collier. Now dribbling at the top, now drives into the key, now cut off, turn around. Oh my lord! A turnaround jumper from about 10, and he hits that. And Collier got to be past 20 points by now. As Kirschbaum hands off to Decime, to Geese. Geese dribbling into the key, then goes up. No, man, drew the foul, hit the bucket. From about 10, does Evan Geese. As he got fouled by Collier. Do I have that right? That's his fourth personal. So Evan Geese with his first bucket of the game. As Brody Smith will check in for Judah Breithop, and Evan Geese will go to the line for the and one. And puts that off the back of the rim, no good. And I don't know what the call was. Foul on Evan Geese? I don't Was it a? I don't know. I don't understand what the whistle was about. Lane violation? I honestly don't know. As tried to get the Bassler tries to get the inbound to Cook. It's going to be poked out of bounds by Geese. And now he instead goes to Pfaff across the court. Now back to Bassler. he traveled. Yep. If I'm calling a travel, it's a travel. There are other travels that I can't detect, but that was a travel. As Logan Hafen will check in for the Hawks, and he'll spell Kyler Greeley. So Geese Lynn down to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum backing down on Massengale. Hand off to Geese. Drive into the key. Kick out to Hafen. Had to scramble to get it. Now kick to Kirschbaum at the top. Kirschbaum working on Massengale. Driving into the key. Step back from about 15 is no good. Cook will come down with a rebound. He'll feed Wells. Now to Cook deep on the right wing. What is this offensive configuration? To Massengale in the corner. To Bassler at the top who traveled. Now to Cook backing down against Geese. Shoots up against Geese and somehow hits it. Cook with his third bucket of the game. Kirschbaum with us trailing 56-28. Drives into the key. Oh, man. Had Brody Smith down low and Smith can't handle it. Ends up losing the ball. Loose ball is going to be picked up by Cook. Cook. Now, he wants to go all the way. Puts it off the front of the rim. No good. Oh, and a charge to boot. As Logan Hafen was set and drew the charge. Cook will pick up his second personal. He had a technical earlier. Kirschbaum will bring it up. Does Caden Avery get to the bench? I think he's out there all the time. As Breithop gives on the left wing to Geese. Geese with Wells coming out on him, shaking and baking, going behind his back, lost a handle on his dribble, picked up by Cook, tied up by Geese, got a jump ball. Possession of favoring Garpal. And the Hawks will press the inbounds, get it to Pfaff, to Wells. The bearded sophomore will cross the timeline with Kirschbaum coming out on him. On the left wing, too, that is Bassler. Now back to Wells on the right wing, coming up on 4 minutes to go as they feed Cook, camped out down low, and he easily lays it up and in. Cook now with 11 points. 58-28 Garpal as Geese trying to direct traffic. Doesn't go the way he wants. Instead kicks back out to Kirschbaum for an NBA three. Hits it. Caden Kirschbaum with another Hank Warden Edward Jones three. His third. Making it 58-31. And we're going to have a timeout with 3:35 to go in the game. And Garpal leading 58-31. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
3:35 to go in the game, and Garpal leads 58-31. Collier will take it out far sideline for Garpal. He'll feed to Wells. Wells up court then to Massengale, and he wanted to feed back to Wells. It's going to be tipped out of bounds by Caden Kirschbaum. 18 seconds on the shot clock. And Wells will take it out far sideline again with a double team in his face. And he gets it to Collier. Collier dribbling to the top. Back to Wells, deep on the left wing to Collier. Collier dribbling on the right wing. Now down low to Pfaff, who waited down the left block to lay it up and in. More cherry picking. 60-31. Kirschbaum to Geese on the right wing, working on Wells. Down to Brody Smith, who then drives down. His shot ends up being no good. Breithop comes down with a rebound and then turns around from 10 feet baseline and hits. Judah Breithop with his first bucket of the game. Collier has the ball deep on the left wing for the Vikings. Collier working down on Logan Hafen. Drives in on Brody Smith and drives into the key. Kicks out to Bassler. Now back to Collier in the right corner for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Evan Geese will come down with a rebound. He'll come loping up the right wing. He then kicks out to Logan Hafen for three. Look out! Logan Hafen with his first bucket this year. Hank Ward and Edward Jones three, making it 60-36. 2:30 to go in the game. Wells is going to end up driving all the way down the right lane, lays it up and in, and they're going to say he got fouled. And I believe that foul's on Brody Smith. Yes, it is. So credit Wells with a bucket, and now the line for the and one. And we're going to have a line change. We got a whole bunch of different people coming in. We got Sean Hallen, a sophomore guard, coming in. We have Eldon Fiscus, a 6'2 junior post, coming in. We have Jacob Beckner, a 5'11 sophomore forward, checking in. As Wells' and one is no good, and Smith gets the rebound. Feed to Geese to Hafen in the right corner. Ends up driving baseline, ends up getting tripped by Fiscus. I think they're going to call a foul. Yep. Fiscus will pick up his first personal. Now also checking in will be Wyatt Cooper, a 5'11 sophomore guard, and he will spell Wells, whose evening presumably is done. He would retire with 12. Nope, that's Cook. Never mind. I'll figure out Wells in a bit. Kirschbaum on the left wing for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Cooper will come down with the rebound. He'll then feed Bassler, who will lock it up. Bassler on the right wing to Beckner. Then feeding to a driving Cooper, gets cut off baseline. Now to Beckner. Beckner goes in, puts up, oh, wow, puts up a wild left-handed semi-hook shot and manages to hit it, does Beckner, getting his first bucket of the game. Kirschbaum drives into the key, and they're going to call a blocking foul, I believe, on Sean Hallen. So Kirschbaum will go to the line for two. Nope, they're saying that foul's on Aiden Bassler. That'll be his fourth personal. And Kirschbaum picked up a bloody nose for his pain, so Sean Thorpe is going to check in and shoot the free throws. So despite the fact that Caden Kirschbaum drew the foul, it'll be Sean Thorpe shooting the freebies. And the first one swirls halfway down, in and out, no good. So Thorpe, his second free throw is good. Sean Thorpe in for Caden Kirschbaum. Gets the freebie. And Fiscus will then give to Bassler, who will bring it up. Bassler dribbling to the left, giving on the left to Cooper. Cooper then to a driving Fechner. Got a kick back out to Cooper for three. Cooper from the left corner. Hits the Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. 67-37 as Geese is going to drive into the key, and they're going to call a jump ball. Are you kidding? How did they? Yeah. Geese can't believe it, and neither can I. But the possession now favors the Hawks with 62 seconds left to go in the game. So Geese will take it out baseline. He'll feed to Thorpe, who then feed to Hafen. Then the Thorpe, driving baseline, ends up losing the ball almost out of bounds. Breithop's going to gather it back in. 10 seconds on the shot clock. He'll feed to Geese. Got away with the travel. Drives into the key. Goes up against two. Shot ends up being no good. But they had to reset the 30-second clock, and they didn't. It's ridiculous. As Beckner will get the rebound, and then they then come down the court and they find Eldon Fiscus waiting baseline to lay it up and in. And the shot clock is out. 24 seconds left to go in the game on the Hawks trail 69-37. So 1B Garpal is going to beat 1A College Place as Geese finds Brody Smith down low and can't lay it up and in. Man, you won't get a better look than that as Hallen will come up and they will simply walk it away. Your final is going to be Garpal 69, College Place 37. We'll be back with totals and what is coming up next for the Hawks. When we return here from the Palouse, you're listening to Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
People often ask how to avoid dog bites. First, never approach a strange dog, especially one that's tied up, behind a fence, or in a car. Don't pet a dog without letting them see and sniff you first. Never run away from a dog. Dogs naturally chase and catch fleeing prey. Don't surprise a dog that is sleeping, eating, chewing a toy, or caring for puppies. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy to tastes good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So the Hawks trail travel, rather, 2.5 hours up the road to the Palouse to take on the Garpal Vikings. And the Vikings, not very kind hosts. They beat us 69-37. Here are your unofficial scoring statistics for Garpal. Let's see. Eldon Fiskus with 2 points. Carson Massagel Lust with 2 points. Got Wyatt Cooper with 3 points. Aiden Bassler with 3 points. Cooper Wells with 10 points. Liam Cook and Riley Pfaff each with 11 points. And Lane Collier leading all scorers on the court with 27 points. For the Hawks, Sean Thorpe with 1 point. Judah Breithop with 2 points. John Perks and Evan Geese each with 3 points. Landon Decime with 10 points. And Caden Kirschbaum leading all Hawks scorers on the court with 15 points. Coming up next for the Hawks, well, this was a long road trip. We got a longer road trip coming up Friday. Got to go all the way up to Kashmir for a 7:15 tip-off up there against the Bulldogs. So women at 5:45 up in Kashmir, 7:15 on Friday. We will see you then. Once again, your final here from the Palouse, Garpal 69, College Place 37. Next broadcast Friday against Kashmir. We'll see you then. You've been listening to College Place Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.